Deacon and Dad.
Hello, everybody.
Post-election two.
Well, actually, I am getting terrified about the robot invasion. Okay? Because technology messed me up this week.
Oh, yes, you know, you did have a bad technology week.
I have a bad technology week. I want to blame it on Donald Trump, but I can't. So, first thing that happened is I did the one thing that I had been protecting against as long as I've had a smartphone. I dropped my phone in some water.
Oh, no.
So, I did everything that you can do to try to dry it out, but it was working. But then I just took it in to get it checked, and the guy says, because of my eyesight, when he went to a white screen, you still see the water in it. So it hadn't dried out. And so it was like, okay, you got a couple of options. The phone's insured, so you can get a new one, but it's going to take a couple of days, or we can give you an update. Well, I'm at the end of the life of my phone anyway, so I said, okay, let me get the update.
And who wants to be without a phone for 2 days?
Well, I was just freaked out because I use my phone so heavily because of my blindness.
Right.
And that without it, it's like I can't call anybody because I don't know anybody's numbers. I can't keep up with the news because I can't listen to any of the podcasts. I can't keep up with my reading my books because I can't listen to them. It's just, there's a navigation for. So there's just so much I really depend on that phone for. I didn't realize how much I depended on that phone until I did not have it.
That's when it comes to right. light, isn't
right.
it?
Right. So I'm just saying, this is the precursor for the robots. They made my life, you know, so dependent that freaking out.
Now, has it made it easier?
What, having the technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they get you. They make it easy for you, and then when they take it away, you don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do.
I mean, we city folks, if we suddenly had to go raise our own food,
we'd die.
Do you know how to drive a tractor? do you know how to drive, do you know how to get behind a mule and plow a straight road?
No.
Do you know what stuff?
A lot of us would die before we figure it out.
Right. That's what I'm just saying. So this is technology messing with us.
Not providing food or shelter or anything. It's just technology.
Yeah, but I mean, I've made my living most of my life.
But in this area,
Writing about technology and talking about the wonderfulness of technology, and I got dependent on it, and when they took it away, I'm freaked out. Okay, this is the technology apocalypse. There's a really nice guy at the phone store, and he helped me out, and he upsold me on a case that's totally waterproof. So, I mean, I'm still in trauma, so yeah, I paid the money to get this special case. And it's okay. It's nice. It seems to work. So, I'm back up, and I got my phone working, except when I switched SIM cards and I did my backup, the one thing that came up is that all of my passwords were gone. And
do you have them
written
down anywhere?
No.
Now you should know better than that.
Yeah, but the thing is I can't see. I'm trapped. You know, I can write. What I did was that I created a sound, a memo file and a notes file that has the stuff in it, but the phone's gone.
Couldn't you transfer the data?
It did, but it didn't. That's what I'm saying. It didn't transfer all of the data.
Okay.
So anyway, the thing was, it was easier. So I was trying to find the file. This is part two of the technology apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
So I had stored everything on the computer.
Right.
Okay, so I have a nice big computer set up, and I have screen readers, and so I can use it without being able to see. So apparently there was an update this week on Windows. So I turn on my machine, and the screen is now horizontal instead of vertical. So I'm like, what the? So I call, I'm going to call them out. I call Microsoft.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
First thing they say is, we have paid services if you need to answer it. So they want you to want me to pay.
You got to pay for technical support.
Technical support. So when I called them and I finally said, hey, this isn't working, and why, and they said, okay, and they put me through to this woman who didn't have a clue about what was going wrong. So she said, well, let me put you over to the disabled desk. I'm glad that they have a desk for people with issues, but the disabled desk.
The disabled desk.
I feel like this is Donald Trump making fun of somebody.
Right.
Disabled desk. Right. The disabled desk.
Yeah, this picture of somebody like that, or some desk that's propped up with books.
Right. Yes, these are all the people who are disabled.
No, with three legs. And the other one.
So I'm glad they're working, but okay. I want somebody who fixed my phone. I'm disabled, but I'm disabled. We're going to get you over to the disabled desk.
Right. Which is one person in some little dark corner of a basement.
So I get the person on the disabled desk, and he's semi-helpful. He tells me some things to do. But part of it is that he's going to take over my machine and fix it. Because he said there's one simple thing that should have worked. It's to do Control-Alt and hit one of the arrow keys. Mm-hmm. And the arrow keys are supposed to rotate the screen 90 degrees.
Mm.
But it didn't work. So I'm like, okay. So then the guy says, hey, I can take over your machine and fix it. Great. But I have to type in these numbers. Now, remember, this thing is sideways, so right. I'm cricking my neck sideways right. So I can read this. Now, normally, I just use my dictation software to dictate stuff because it's hard for me to read the numbers.
Right.
So, but I kept trying to do that, it didn't work. And after a while, I got tired because my neck was hurting. So I told the guy I'd call him back. So my computer's still sideways. So I can't get to any of the things that I need to do. I can't check my email.
Oh.
I can't go online. There are a couple of bills I need to pay. And again, technology apocalypse.
I can't do it, but
I'm just saying I shouldn't have to call anybody else.
No, you're
other
right.
than there should be some keystroke that says, hey, I could see if you might want to work your screen horizontally if you got some special drawing software or you're doing video. If you don't, I can understand being able to change the orientation.
You need a system that... you can rely on to change things if you need it.
Yeah, but my thing is, if it suddenly goes horizontal, like on a phone, if I turn it horizontal, the screen turns horizontal.
Right. So you
can't. And if I turn it back vertical, the screen goes back vertical. So it's the technology apocalypse struck again. So I'm like, okay, there's nothing I can do, and I got to call these people back. And that's where I am. I have no work. My phone is working, but I have no working computer. So I have to go back and get on the phone and try to figure out why my computer's not working, what happened when they did the last software update, was that the problem?
I know it sounds just like this election. Sounds just like this election.
Yeah.
Something went wrong. You know, the Electoral College was tech support. They're supposed to fix it. And it didn't happen because they don't know what they're doing. They've outsourced it.
And that's the other thing. Now, I recognize outsourcing, and I don't want to be racist, but I can be factual about where the tech support is. And when you call tech support and everybody has a South Asian accent, you can assume that they're in Pakistan or India.
Right.
Okay? Well, this time I called, and these people did not have a South Asian accent. And I've been trying to figure out what it is. Not they speak English. They speak English better than some of the people in Bangalore, but I couldn't figure out what country it was from. And I didn't want to ask because I'm mad because my thing. But I'm like, okay, so which country is this outsourced to? And
did so you find out?
No, I sort of think that it was either East European or an Asian country like the Philippines, where they speak English, but it's with just a slight accent.
Or they give them some speech classes to get rid of the accent.
It was amazing. So here's a case where I would say, okay, do we bring the jobs back?
I've been a big supporter. You know what? There are a bunch of people in this country who do not have jobs.
Right.
We need to take care of ourselves first. And then we can help out others. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I know, but I don't want to.
Those in power don't care about that. They care about profit.
Right.
So it's not about prosperity for all. It's about prosperity for few. Yeah.
The solution is not to retrain people. There are all these jobs out there, and I may have mentioned it before, but, you know, I joke about the robot apocalypse, but why are they training people to fix robots? That's going to be a job a long time.
I think you said that last week. That's going to be the plumbers of the future.
And the only good thing about that is, you know, they're going to be nerded out, so they're not going to be wearing those jeans. Then they not have to bend over, so you don't have to see the butt crack.
Glasses.
Yeah. So, that was a little frustrating because after I heard, and those people in these other countries, they need jobs, and if their standard of living is better, I'm all for that. And then if they have enough money now to buy American cars, that's a good thing too. So I can't complain about that.
It's just the moral implication. Well, there's a lot of effects it has.
Yeah, unintended consequences.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if more people are working, they spend more money in the economy. It's this circle,
right,
which has been proven to work over and over again.
Right.
But the powers that be currently are interested in spreading the wealth. They want to hoard it for themselves.
Right.
That's the only issue. So with this whole thing, it's not even about race so much for me anymore. Because we like you said, we've been here before.
Yeah.
We know how to deal with this. Yeah. This is our everyday life.
Right.
But the economic implications is so much more serious right now.
But in an odd sort of way, it is no difference that what they're doing is looking for free or cheap labor.
Right. They've always
done
that.
They've always done that. You know, and it's very hard.
If they could have slaves, they would.
Yeah. You know.
You're right.
And we don't know that. I mean, we keep hearing those stories about the little kids working in factories and slave conditions. So what is there any difference? I'm not. That's one of those moral dilemmas that I got to wrestle with while I have my iPhone.
Right. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm just sort of. So here's the other thing that's been disturbing since Trump got elected. Is I've been listening to people, and people seem to be, I always say, living in a bubble.
Yeah.
But they're living in there through a lens of their personal experience. And you can't get them to say that, yes, you have this problem. But this is a similar problem to other things, and you need to understand this, the other perspective. And I keep running against people saying, no, this is about misogyny, this is about feminism, and this is all about women, and it's women's problems, and we're the ones who suffer. And I'm like, you want to say, do you hear yourself? So you're saying all things that black people have been saying all along, and I've been included the fact that black women get the worst of the shit stick. You can't get people to look past that.
It's hard to get people to see past their own reality.
Yeah.
And that's a problem with, I'd say, white culture. There's no empathy for any other culture.
Right.
It's just them or everybody else. Yeah. Whereas I hear a lot of people of color saying, I see more empathy from them, from us, toward other cultures.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying there's homophobia, there's misogyny, and all of that within every culture.
Right.
But we do seem to see that there are other cultures.
Yes. I don't... you know, it's bizarre. And how things can switch. I mean, we make a joke about everybody hiring nannies and housekeepers of color to take care and raise their kids. And then at some point, they get freaked out because their kid goes and falls in love with somebody from a different culture. And they're like, how could you do that? Or more to the point, when they say, you can't play with those black kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, why not? Well, it's just not done. And that's not, I'm not going back to slavery. This stuff still happens.
Today.
Proven by Agent Orange guy elected.
Agent Orange, yes. Yeah.
I wish, you know, I'm always one to give credit to people for stuff that I say that I know, and I know I stole that from somebody, but I don't know who I stole it from. But whoever I appropriated that from, to you, so,
respectfully, though.
Yeah. Respectfully saying, hey, I don't know who I stole that agent or.
But you're not claiming from. You made it up.
I didn't make it up. I know I didn't make it up. I'm gonna use it.
That's all I'm calling. I'm never mentioning his name. I'm going to refer to him as Agent Orange. And I have not yet, and I haven't since the election.
Okay.
I'm not doing it. I don't care.
I understand.
So I'm not giving him any more attention than he already has. The press is doing plenty of that.
Well, they're not really doing a good job.
That's my point.
Yeah. Cause
they're
still
not doing a good job.
Yeah,
but I'm not blaming them because they're, you know. It's,
no, I'm not. I you know,
it's still racist America.
Yes. And I backed off. I'm not getting the nuance anymore. You're right. It's racist. I may slip in sexism every now and then, but I think that includes sort of built in. It's a built in corollary to racism.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a racist, you probably are so
you're
sexist.
Probably sexist as well. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Damn, they get a twofer. They always get discounts, so we don't get.